This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Happy Monday. It's Holy Week, so those celebrating Holy Week, a very important week in the Christian calendar. Our thoughts with you, Palm Sunday yesterday, and I hope you attended Palm Sunday services somewhere other than Egypt. Not exactly a idea. I just read the Wall Street Journal, and I darn near cried reading the article. And I came even closer looking at the photo. Front page of the Wall Street Journal. If you see one on a newsstand today, just glance on it. It's a pew in a church covered in blood. Covered in blood. A pew in a church covered in blood. Those are words I should not have to utter. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's Egypt, so it's a long ways away, and I think a lot of times when these things happen a long ways away, we sort of say, that's interesting, and then go to the next story, and go to the next story, and on with our day, right? But imagine you're at Palm Sunday services, and a bomb goes off in your church here. I hope we don't wait until that happens. It's one of the reasons that the fight against ISIS is so important. Do you remember Donald Trump during the campaign trail talking about this happening? He did, and I was so glad he did because it's not talked about often. I'm talking about ISIS attacking Christians, specifically, you know, going to the faith. And, of course, a tenet of the Muslim faith is death by the sword. It is. And, again, I realize not every Muslim has that viewpoint. But there are Muslims, jihadists, who take death by the sword literally, and unless you convert, you die. And so that's what this is about. This is a message. This front page of the Wall Street Journal today is a message to you and I to say convert or die. That's what it's all about. Yes, it's terrorism to scare everyone, but there are more pointed. And by the way, two of these happened. One of them... The most deadly, the suicide bomber, they believe, was actually sitting in the pews. They weren't sure at first if there was a bomb planted under the pews, or if the. But later ISIS said it was a suicide bomber, so they assume it was a suicide bomber actually sitting in the pews. The other attack actually was less deadly than it would have been because a suicide bomber was walking into a church, I think it was in Alexandria, and a guard said, no, you need to go through the metal detector. He went over to the metal detector, detonated the bomb, and killed 18, including the cop that stopped him from going into the church. And ISIS is bragging about this, folks. They're jumping up and down. Yahoo! We did another one. These people were murdered for one reason. They were practicing the Christian faith. Christians are being targeted in a huge way. Now, let me get a little political for a second. Everything I've told you is factual. I want to just make a statement, share some opinion. What if we said, all right, because Christians are being targeted in the numbers they are, and ironically, Syria, the Assad regime in Syria is actually better at protecting Christians, right? They're realizing they're under attack by ISIS, so they protect them there. So that's how muddy this all is, okay? But most are not. Most are, yeah, go get them. You know, Egypt, I know they say they want to protect them, but they aren't, and now they're, you know, trying to do it better, but it's not gone well there. So if we recognize Christians are under attack, How about we reboot our refugee resettlement program in the United States? Let's reboot it and say, we're going to offer Christians asylum in the United States. Because guess what? Christians don't come here, get radicalized, and then do a San Bernardino and go into a daycare facility at work and fire away. Now, quick caveat. Christians do bad things. Muslims do bad things. People of all faiths do bad. People do bad things. I'm not saying it all belongs on one particular, but I'm saying I don't remember a lot of attacks by Christians. I don't remember suicide bombings by Christians. So if we know Christians are under attack overseas, we know we have a little bit of a concern on the refugee resettlement here, the whole deal with President Trump saying, wait a minute, we don't know if these countries screen these people well enough, so we're going to put a hold on it, a pause on it, and we have a holy flip out by a bunch of left-leaning courts and liberals in this country. Let's now take those same people, let's get them in a room, say, got an idea here. Here's my Wall Street Journal. You see the blood on the pew there? Okay, you get my drift, what's happening? Let's go find how many other front pages have had this. Unfortunately, not many, but there's a lot of stories out there. In fact, this Wall Street Journal story doesn't even have the total number of Christians killed in similar attacks. Why not? Isn't that what journalists are supposed to do? I wanted to spend the morning reading every story to see if I could find it. I haven't had time. I only got to the Wall Street Journal, but it ought to be there. Isn't that news? You know, if wheels were falling off Ford trucks, and, eight people died, then nine people died, then a tenth one happened, you know, they'd say another wheel fell off a Ford truck and it's a defect and it's killed now 25 people, wouldn't they? So suicide bombers, ISIS killing Christians, isn't it a news to tell me how many of that? Why are we whitewashing that? So let's stop whitewashing it. Let's get the facts. Let's get everybody in a room and we got a problem here. Clearly there's a problem. We have another problem. We don't know whether or not everybody who comes here on the refugee resettlement program is in fact who they say they are or doesn't have designs to get here and do harm to us, get radicalized, whatever. So we're going to fix this. Christians under attack, refugee resettlement in the United States. What do you think? Have I come up with even a little bit of a good idea here? No? You'd rather talk about the twins? The masters? I'm serious. We got to pay attention to this, folks, before it comes here. We really do. And look, there are no easy answers. Chris Berg is going to be here from Point of View, and Chris and I will sometimes chat earlier in the morning, find out what he has going. And he has, of course, the Point of View show you watch on West Dakota Fox and KX4. And tonight he has some folks talking about an effort to conservatives believe in global warming that's happening over at Concordia. Shock of all shocks that it's happening at Concordia. But anyway, it's a whole another show, as we say in the business. He was saying, hey, Scott, Trump needs to get in the game. He said all during the campaign that he was going to take this on when Christians are being attacked, and instead he's attacking the guy that actually does okay with Christians. My point to Chris was, look, it's easy from the cheap seats. You can't let Assad do what he did. And what did we do there? We sent some missile strikes specifically related to that chemical attack, tried to take out some of the chemicals, tried to take out some of the people responsible. Doesn't mean we're all in and we're going to just focus all our efforts on Assad now and blow off what ISIS is doing. But it isn't easy. Anyway, a couple of my thoughts. I welcome yours at 800-228-0550. Monday edition, brand new week. What's on your mind? Text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Let's go to the beautiful state of South Dakota. Jim has a comment. Jim, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. The reason I'm calling is this is a bad deal with the Catholic Christians, but where was all the outrage when the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt and they blew up the churches and they killed a lot more people than this? I mean, and it was the Muslim Brotherhood that took over Egypt, and it was during the Obama administration, And Obama was supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, and they burnt all the Christian churches there and the old Coptic Christians and killed a lot of them. Do you remember that?
Of course. And I was just saying that I don't know why we're not keeping a better tally, because this one, thankfully, I guess, I think the reason this one is as big a news as it is because it's Holy Week. It was Palm Sunday. You know,
yeah,
it's obviously a very sacred week in the Christian calendar. And so, yeah, obviously ISIS picked that for a reason. And then it naturally becomes news. But I don't know why we're doing the tally. But you're right. This should be front of top of mind for all of us, without question.
Yeah.
And I think also efforts to help them. But I'm telling you, the vast majority of the political world wants to help. You know, they would want to help the Muslim community before they would want to help the Christian community. In my mind, because we don't hear about this, but we hear about.
Well, look at when ISIS beheaded all the Christians. Who cared? You know.
Sad deal, Jim. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. I started my monologue. I didn't even say hi and happy Monday to Todd, for crying out loud. A little fired up today. Hello, Todd. How are you? Yeah, nice talking to you.
God knows in your heart.
Pardon me?
God knows in your heart that you meant to, so, and that's what's important.
Yes.
Just like Monsignor Shea would tell you. So.
Exactly right.
I did mean.
How are you, Scott?
Earlier. I'm fine. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. I am going to be here for just the first hour of the program today. Actually, a little short of that. Steve Hallstrom will fill in for me. And host of our Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, and my business partner here at our Flag Family Enterprise, and you'll be in good hands. He is filling in for me so I can attend a funeral this morning for the mother of some classmates of our kids, 45 years old, a woman by the name of Heidi Free. So to her and her husband Jeremy and their kids, Sawyer and Anna, we certainly keep them in our prayers. We know she was a good, faithful woman, and I always say my mom, you know, is in her final days right now, and we've had kind of a round-the-clock watch with her at the most amazing place, Bethany Living Community. I tell you, they just are fantastic over there. And it's hard not to be sad sometimes, and you talk to family members, and people come in, and they'll say, hey, this woman, my mom, she's 76. She was raised in a family of devout Catholics. Had an uncle that was a priest, an aunt that was in a religious order, and every day, when she was old enough, I mean, probably from her very earliest days after being born, literally, she didn't miss church. She didn't miss Mass. Every Sunday, faithfully. I remember even a year or so ago, she wasn't even with all her faculties. And she handed me a note one day about the folded up 8.5 by 11 sheet that was folded up. It said, the power of the Holy Mass. She hands it to me. And, you know, I think, okay, I better read this. And, you know, I'm telling you, I tuck in a few more daily masses just because of that. You know, I mean, it's just so true. So anyway, I don't worry about her. Where, you know, where she's going. Best I could tell, her heavenly reward awaits. So it's just those of us that that are behind, and I think the same thing of Heidi Free, but it's just tough for her husband and those kids. But I know they know where she's going to. So, you know, hard to know. But folks, kids that young should not have to lose their mother. That's just one thing. It's just, I'll have a few questions when I get there one day. Todd, will you? I bet you will. Yeah, you'll just have a couple of questions probably, won't we, to try and solve this?
One or two.
Yeah, how does this work exactly?
All right, Scott, if you could take one object to heaven with you, what would it be?
You've asked me that before, and it, you know.
I have, okay.
I don't know how
I've
answered, but, I think the good thing is you don't need a darn thing. I just think, I never answer because I can't think of anything, but I don't know that I need anything. I think that's the beauty of heaven, you know. But practically speaking, you know, sort of a, you know, 99 bottles of beer on the wall, there's no beer in heaven. You probably would say, you know, bring a beer.
So we have to drink it here. You, yes, I know the song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, he was just justifying.
You don't want to take like a photo album with you or something and try to find people and.
Oh, my gosh. I have to, when this is all done, I'm trying to just not do much on social media at all through Lent anyway, but when this is done, my sister found a photo album of me that I'd never seen before. And it was like, I don't know, first, second, third. No. Yeah, it'd be about first, second. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, because some of it was in Laverne and Pipestone where we lived when I was in kindergarten. First grade was Montevideo. Just very young, you know, years. And, you know, first haircut, all kinds of stuff. And by the way, I was bald until I was 6, just so you know.
What?
Yeah. Bald as a cucumber.
Wow.
I know. I think I ought to go back your style, all natural. But anyway, that's why I'm hoping it'll last a little longer. But so my first haircut was a lot older than most kids. But anyway, the pictures are just, oh my gosh, they're precious. So. When I have maybe Throwback Thursday or something, I'll put a couple up for you, okay? It's coming.
Okay.
I need to tell you about our friends that sponsor this fine program here before we get back to your calls, questions, and comments on anything. And by the way, here's some good news for you. Judge Neil Gorsuch is now Justice Neil Gorsuch. It's official this morning. It happened. Sworn in behind closed doors at the Supreme Court. You will take another oath a little later on, informally, I guess, for the cameras, for lack of a better term. His wife held the family Bible, 10-minute ceremony. Their two daughters present, Justice Antonin Scalia's widow, oh, goodness, and all the justices and their spouses, with the exception of Justice Stephen Breyer. Why, he wasn't there. Under the weather? A public ceremony will be held next hour at the White House. Justice Anthony Kennedy will administer the second oath. Remember, Kennedy is who Neil Gorsuch clerked under. Pretty amazing. He clerked for Kennedy on the Supreme Court, and now he's swearing in one of his clerks as a colleague. Wow, wow, wow. That's pretty amazing. That'll be in the Rose Garden next hour. Folks, you can't overstate the significance of what's happening right there with what I just told you. That is so important. That is so central. Think about this. Obamacare is plaguing us right now in many ways. First in higher costs and higher premiums and all of that. Just an absolute death spiral in the name of quote-unquote health care, right? And a new president, a new Congress, couldn't find a way to repeal it and replace it. So we're sitting here perplexed by it. Now, Congress passed it, but did so illegally. Okay, there are things in Obamacare that were just blatantly unconstitutional. All right? It goes to the Supreme Court, and on one vote, reportedly because the Chief Justice, despite being one who generally favors the Constitution, swings the other way because he doesn't want a 2000-like chaos. These things are so important. They're so important. The Constitution of the United States that the Founding Fathers put in place to govern this country is meaningless if we have a rogue court. Meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. So this is a very important day. And for all my fine fellow Americans who might be a little concerned about Donald Trump, read the Constitution. If you like it, you ought to be happy. You ought to be happy. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. How you sleeping? If it's not as good as it should be, trust me. Get one of the MyPillow premium pillows. It'll change your life. Lots of great deals right now. Pet pillows, mattress toppers, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or 800-506-9028.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
What you doing? Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather around.
The Obama era in American foreign policy is over, and it ended with that Tomahawk strike at the end of last week. Now, there's a lot more to do, to be sure. But I think the administration now needs to focus particularly on what the Middle East looks like after the destruction of ISIS, which hopefully comes before the end of this year, because you're not going to put Humpty Dumpty and Iraq and Syria back together again. The Pentagon apparently is planning to try and recreate the Iraqi government. I think that's inevitably doomed to failure. There are a lot of strategic thinking we need here as the goal of destroying ISIS is pursued.
Yeah, there you go. Humpty Dumpty?
Putting Humpty together, huh?
Humpty together. Yeah, you forgot the Dumpty, right? You forget the Dumpty? We didn't, though, by golly. Oh, that's John Bolt. He is good, though. He is good, and he's so right.
Oh, yeah.
I think that idea of again, laser-like focus on ISIS, and then what does it look like after? It's good advice for him, too. Back on the program, we call What's On Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome here today. Lay it on me, 800-228-0550. What's the most important thing that happened this weekend? What's the most important thing that happened this weekend in your eyes? In your town, in our states, across the country, or across the globe, what was it? I want to talk about jobs a moment here. Lots of jobs. We like jobs, don't we? Good paying jobs. Blue collar, white collar, jobs for sledgehammers and programmers, bustling main streets and more savings at the bank, careers that keep the next generation reaching high and putting down roots, all while utilizing the technologies and the innovations that produce North Dakota oil and natural gas. It's all
you
possible.
Jobs for sledgehammers? Oh, sorry, I had to do that.
Yeah, it's good. Finish it out, Todd. I'll finish out the commercial with that fine beer. North Dakota. So the technologies and the innovations I was talking about that produce North Dakota oil and natural gas. All of it's possible. All of that. The jobs, the sledgehammers, the white collar, the blue collar, the good paying jobs. Making it happen with the energy of North Dakota. Yes. This is where you turn it up. Kind of a wimpy. Turn it up. I was thinking, really turn it up. Are you a little sensitive today, Todd? You don't want to turn it up any longer? Anyway, but let's get back to the serious stuff. 800-228-0550. Texter says, can POTUS Trump do anything to rid the lower courts of the anti-constitutional leftist judges? Well, there are measures in our, you know, system to remove judges if they are.
Today was an important step, though, don't you think?
being wrong. Well, yeah, I mean, what we're doing today is replacing, one very, very good constitutionalist for another, we believe. Now, he's talking about judges that would have a different worldview of how they're doing things. And, can you replace them? You can't go, hey, I'm here now. I don't like you. You're gone. But you can, you can impeach them. There's a process. People can do that. But I think the more realistic approach here going forward is going to be more Neil Gorsuches in every position on the court. Pray for Donald Trump to have good, long-lasting health and be around for a couple of terms. Dave in Grand Forks, let's chat with you here at 800-228-0550. You're next to go. 701, by the way,
258-0550
if you want to call the local number. Good morning to you, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just wondered if you'd read Lloyd Omdahl's little article in the Grand Forks Herald today. It's kind of, I don't know what crystal ball he's looking into. He's a political science professor. I don't see how he can say as a politician that there's anything static in government. And that goes for our Constitution, too. Look at how close we had for a liberal taking over the United States Supreme Court. With that said, he's trying to say there's no way Sharia law could happen in the United States. Like I say, in politics, nothing is static. As conservatives, we always got to be on guard of what's going on with our Constitution.
First thing I would say, Dave, is you answered your own question. How can he say that? And then you said he's a political science professor. I mean, so that's what's wrong with our entire education system. Okay, they say a lot of stuff that's nuts, and this is nuts because he's not equipped to say that. Now, the other thing I'd say about Lloyd Omdahl, I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and those sweet blue eyes. He's a nice man. Okay, I've never agreed with him on anything. But he's a jolly sort, and he's in his later years opining for the Herald. So I'm not going to pick on him. I've had many of arguments with him. And he was so mean to Ed.
We
he was so mean to Ed Schaefer. It was unbelievable. I've never known anybody more mean with their pen to an incredible man like Ed Schaefer than he was. But it's his opinion. So I that's how I chalk it up.
We have the same last name, but we're different politically. And I've been in politics myself. And I tell you, when I read stuff like that, it really, really irritates me because this is what's educating our youth. And it's like the military. You've got to be on guard all the time for our Constitution.
Yeah, I tell you, I've had quite the emotional swing here of late. We have a senior daughter who has spent a good chunk of the last few months applying for colleges, and she got accepted at Yale. And we're going there later this month for Bulldog Days because we have to check this out, right? And, Yale brought us George Herbert Walker Bush, and it brought us George W. Bush and a lot of other folks, but it also brought us John Kerry, right? And it's an Ivy League liberal college, as so many of them are. And, I think our job as parents, and hopefully teachers as well in K-12, is to get kids by the time they're to that place to believe what they believe and know who they are and not be molded the other way. But we're all clay, and unfortunately, I'm with you. I think that what Lloyd Omdahl did as a professor, and I think what the vast majority of professors do, is poison the minds of kids.
Well, the law schools too. The law schools are very, very liberal. All my family have JDs but me. But I'll tell you what, they are very liberal and when it comes to the courts.
And you got to give them the antidote. The one thing I will say about our precious Hannah, of all of our kids, hope they're not listening, of all of our kids, she is the most firm in who she is, right? So, Catholic schools from kindergarten on up,
yep.
and Lutheran preschool. So she's raring to go. And on the other hand, there's plenty of kids that have come out of Catholic schools and have gone and swung different ways in college. It just happens. I think the stat that most alarms me, and I'm not for our kids, I'm just saying for all of us as parents, the number I recall is like somewhere between 70 and 80% of kids lose their faith in college.
Yeah.
Whatever faith they brought in with them to college, you know, from their growing up years, high school, whatever, their parents, 70%+ lose their faith in college. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, tell me what's more important than that. I mean, you can lose a lot of things and come out okay. But losing that, you know, now we're talking about a really scary destination, if you get my drift, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. I'm 100% in agreement with you. My kids went to Catholic school in the younger years, and it really gives them a firm basis of knowing who they are.
It does. Very it's true. Not the end-all, be-all. There's a lot of other factors, but they got a fighting chance. I mean, it's at least reinforcing what we and parents are supposed to do. Yeah, there's no.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, now you got my blood boiling over Amdahl, but I'll just have to,
Well, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. But, nice guys, you got to watch what you say and what they do. And being a professor, you have a impact, and that's why our society is slipping. Is some of this liberal trite.
Yeah, and here's the deal. I think that he's got a fighting chance that he's right because we will always prevail in what we believe in here, and we're not going to let Sharia law take over. But the article smacks of some, you know, being a little bit naive because there are people who want Sharia law all across the United States. So that will require a battle, and we really don't know. Are we going to fight the battle? I think if we at least know that's what they want, which I'm not sure he does or agrees with, we're in a better position to fight the battle, right?
Well, that's the constant erosion of the Second Amendment. I mean, it's through time that these liberals get a foothold. And so I'm just going to throw that out there. As far as the Sharia law, it's nothing concrete right now. There's nothing static about the law.
You're very right, Dave. It's nice chatting with you. I hope you call again. And I see Mike Schatz is mentioned in the article as well because he had I love Mike, too. Former teacher, there's a good one, had proposed some things here about this. And so maybe I can get the both of them on. We'll have a real grand old time. Texter said, Scott and Todd, or Todd and Scott. Todd and Scott's actually better. Pond pool, pool pond. Todd's the pool on the pond. The most important thing
whatever
that happened this week happened many years ago. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, knowing the sacrifice he was going to make to give us new life through him by saving us from our sin. Riley from Golden Valley, North Dakota. Thank you, Riley. I agree with you. I was actually talking what happened as in happened now this week, but that is the most, that's the moment of the week. There's no doubt about it. Another text for all those missiles, and they used the airport the next day. Since we told them they were coming. Interesting. Texter, I don't think Assad used chemical weapons. You have proof that he did? Why would he do that at a time when he was supposed to go in front of the UN and have some kind of peace talks? Same thing happened last time. It was supposed to happen, and it came out it was ISIS and rebel fighters. It's John McCain that is funding and running ISIS and freedom fighters. Just go back and pull out the articles and videos of John McCain meeting with ISIS, talking about funding them to take over Assad as a proxy army. Yale, that's where Skull and Bones is. Well, that's why I'm going there. Another texter, and still, state law says I must leave my concealed sidearm outside the church door. It's only brought out in emergencies, just like the fire extinguisher. Funny line. Yeah, I tell you what, that's not a good plan. That's not a good security plan at all. All right, I'm going to take a quick break here, and Steve Hallstrom will be here next. John in West Fargo, you're first to go after the break, so don't go anywhere. Troy Coons will be here next hour, too, from the Northwest Landowners Association, and Chris Berg from Point of View on these topics and many more. What's on your mind? Let us know, folks. 258-0550. Text Todd. 226-8503. Let's on What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Steve Halston in here in a second.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning, or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, Four items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4 for $4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charm Broiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. 90% of people will survive if they're shocked with an AED within 3 to 4 minutes of a sudden cardiac arrest. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of equipping your business with an AED.
That 3 to 4 minute time frame, that's why it's important for businesses out there, especially if you have public coming through your door. Really important to have one. And make sure that you have people on staff trained in CPR as well, because they can actually start CPR on that person and keep the blood moving that has oxygen in it until that AED gets there to help them.
Get your staff trained so they can be the help in a cardiac emergency. Schedule a private CPR course at your business today. Go to www.ndsc.org for more details. That's ndsc.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Back to What's on Your Mind. Steve Holstrom sitting in with Scott Hennon here for a little bit today. Scotty attending a funeral this morning, and so we wish blessings to the family and glad to help out. Todd Mitchell is here, making sure I don't get in too much trouble this morning. Hey, Mr. Mitchell, what's going on with you?
I don't have a whole lot of control. If anything, it's Manny that's probably got more control over whether you get in trouble or not than I do. But
you know, I know that Hennon is high maintenance, generally speaking. But the fact that he has three producers for his show really illustrates that.
Oh, I know.
Anything else I could say.
I know. Really, the only thing you can do, if you do something wrong, the only thing I can do is that.
No. Okay.
So,
sounds like the goal horn at XL Energy Center or something. Can we talk Minnesota Wild? Maybe not.
It's reminiscent of it.
Sure. There you go. So good to hang out with you folks. Phone lines wide open as well here on the program. You can give us a call and let us know what is on your mind. That's the point of the show today. We've got a couple things we'll do between now and the end of the program at 11 o'clock.
But lots of time to take phone calls, especially in the 10 o'clock hour. But John in West Fargo is holding. John, hang on just a minute. We'll get to you there, my friend. So thanks for joining us here on the What's on Your Mind radio program, the most listened to talk show in the state of North Dakota. My name is Steve Hallstrom. I do the morning news program here in the Red River Valley on AM 1100, the flag, WZFG. So I just got off the air doing 3 hours, and so we're kind of just hopping back on the bike here for a little while today. But call and keep me company, if you would, please. And Todd, I know that you'll have these phone numbers right offhand here, and I don't have them right in front of me. If you could,
I can handle that. I mean, okay, what the heck? I'll take one for the team here. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Or in Bismarck Mandan, you can just dial 701-258-0550.
Okay, that's the way to do it. So no excuses now, friends, for saying, I didn't know where I was supposed to go. Now you do, because Todd Mitchell is on the job here. Hey, friends, I want to tell you about a cool tractor that they are waiting just for you to purchase at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron and outlet prices, that's what they say, the place with wholesale pricing on used ag equipment. It comes with added value like a warranty, money-back guarantee. At Titan Outlet, they take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected used ag equipment at outlet prices. What could be better than that? Like new merchandise at used equipment prices. You can visit them at 3456 70th Street South in Glendon, Minnesota, just south of I-94 and Minnesota Exit 6, or check out all their inventory online at TitanOutletStore.com. And the featured tractor right now is a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290. The rear is outfitted with heavy-duty drawbar and a three-point quick hitch along with five hydraulic remotes. Back growing up on the farm in central Minnesota where I am from, I think Dad had maybe two or three hydraulic remotes. This thing's got five, and I thought Dad's tractor was high-tech. Rear tires are 380 R54s with 70% tread remaining, and it includes 4,000 pounds of wheel weights. Don't miss out. It won't be there long. Titan Outlet is located 3456 70th Street South in Glendon, just south of I-94 in Minnesota, exit 6. Remember, tell them Scott sent you to receive that additional 11% off, so you can save big money on that tractor today. All right, it is 9:52 on the What's on Your Mind radio program. Let's bring in John from West Fargo. John wants to get into the conversation today. Hi, John. How are you?
Yes. Good morning, Steve. Good. Fine. Thank you. First of all, the wind is incredible out here, and so hang on to your doors.
No kidding.
The previous caller brought up Lloyd Omdahl. I'm a personal friend of his for many years. I don't have the heart to ask him this, but I know he's a solid born-again Christian. He's pro-life. He's pro-marriage. One man, one woman. I have no idea why he's in the Democratic Party. He doesn't agree with their platform, and I'm wondering if you know anything about that, and if there's a possibility even your show could have him on and explain some of these things.
Good questions, John. I've not followed this specifically. I know Scott had been talking about it a little bit earlier today, and I know there's been a lot of discussion on the need for our policymakers, both here in the state of North Dakota and across the country, to understand Sharia law a little bit better. There have been various measures proposed, John, at different legislative bodies across the country where people say we need some sensitivity training or some cultural training or whatever to understand Sharia law a little bit better. And I guess the danger of that is if you're going to do a program that way, you know, where do you draw that line? Certainly you could make a lot of cases for different programs or different clinics or seminars or whatever that people should take into effect. And some groups are all over it. If you talk to members of law enforcement that we've talked to here on my news program in the Red River Valley, and I believe Scott's as well, Paul Laney, sheriff of Cass County, says we really want to have different kinds of programs that teach us how to respond to different people in different situations. So there's some of that going on already. I don't know about exactly where this particular measure is in the North Dakota legislature, but I know it's something that's being discussed quite a bit in a lot of different varieties across the state of North Dakota and across the country as well. I will not speak for Scott about having Lloyd on the program. Certainly, you know, I'll make sure to pass that along, that John from West Fargo said, hey, should have him on and catch up with him on that. So, John, thanks for giving a call this morning. We appreciate it very much. Coming up on the other side, I want to tell you why the term Coptic Christians bothers me. Of course, it's in the news after the bombings on Palm Sunday, of all things. But we say the word Coptic Christians, we need to give a little bit of perspective there. We'll do that after the top of the hour. See you then.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.